seconds to go. Anthony Mantha just protects the puck, and that does it. The Golden Knights clinch the playoff spot. For the sixth time in seven seasons, the Wild dropped here in Sin City, 7-2 the final.
Yes, plenty to look forward to if you happen to be the Vegas Golden Knights. For the Wild, just not their night at T-Mobile Arena. Welcome to the postgame show. Kevin Faulness with you in the Bob Kurtz Radio Center out there in Vegas. Tom Reed saw the Wild lose 7-2 to the Vegas Golden Knights. Tom, when the Knights scored on three of their first five shots, you know it was going to be a long night at the office, and it really didn't ever get any better.
Yeah, you're right, Kevin. In fact, they get a power play goal, even strength goal, a shorthanded goal. I mean, they came out to play. I didn't think they were very good at the beginning of the game. I thought the first 6-7 minutes they were a little bit lax out there. But you know what? They turned it around and did exactly what they had to do, and that's it. That's to get the 2 points to put themselves in a position to go postseason play. So they have done that. But Minnesota was not a good night. I didn't think Fleury got a lot of support there. And it's tough on him. He was such a star here for so many years. And the fans were great. I mean, they hollered his name out three or four times out here doing the Fleury chant. And he did what he had to do. But you have to have a full contingent of players to be successful in this league. And Minnesota's really, they're stymied right now with the injuries they've had all season long. And all of a sudden now two other key guys leaving the lineup to go home for family situations. So we'll see what happens, comes tomorrow night. This is to start this, four nights here. This makes it a little more difficult. Of course, Minnesota heads their way against the San Jose Sharks, who have nothing to play for also. They'll get a good draft choice, I would think, coming up this year.
Really, what's left to look at is what's coming up in the future, and you're getting to see that right here and now. Jesper Wallstedt will get the start tomorrow night in San Jose. Now, today you got to see a couple of the young guys. Marat Hustandinov scored his first goal in the National Hockey League, and Liam Ogren made his NHL debut. Let's concentrate on Ogren. For folks that didn't see him in person, what did you think of the debut of the new number 28?
I like what I saw from him. He looked like he was very engaged out there also. He did not look nervous at all, and I thought he had really a strong game for his first game in the NHL, so we'll see where it goes. In there. He played almost 11 minutes in this hockey game, or 14 minutes in this hockey game with a couple of shots on net. Also, he's got the big body out there. He got a couple of hits with his team as well, the physical part of it. But he seemed very confident, even talking to him this morning and listening to him talk. He was very confident he was going to have a good game, and I thought he was fine.
Who is your catalyst of the game?
Well, let's go with the guy who scored his first NHL goal. It was a power play goal. Marat Hustandinov. We'll get the credit for that one, Kevin. There wasn't a lot to choose from right now. Everybody was pretty well on the minus side except for Zach Bogosian and Jonas Brodin. Those two guys played together. They were both a plus in this hockey game. But it's one of those games that you don't put it behind you. Get ready for the next one, which will be in less than 24 hours.
Yes, it will. I know that this one didn't go as we all had hoped, but there's a nice doubleheader coming up tomorrow in the state of hockey. The Wild and Sharks will be the nightcap. But early on, starting at 5 o'clock, you got the national championship game at XL Energy Center. Great time to go to Tom Reed's Hockey City Pub. And Neil Broughton, part two, from what I understand.
Yeah, he's going to be there again tomorrow. A lot of people coming up by him. Of course, he was the first recipient of the Hobey Baker Award going back in 1981. He's won the Stanley Cup, NCAA champion. He's done it all as a hockey player out of Roseville, Minnesota. So he's been a great find for Minnesota. All those years that he played. So he'll be at the pub also signing autographs from 2 to 4. And have a chance to visit with him a little bit, and hopefully things go well. We'll see if Boston College, where Billy Guerin went to school, see if they can be successful in the game tomorrow night.
All right, Tom, thank you.
Thank you.
Tom Reed out there at T-Mobile Arena. It's from 2 to 4. Neil Broughton at Tom Reed's Hockey City Pub. Before the national championship game at 5 o'clock, it'll be BC against DU. And then tomorrow night, the Wild take on the Sharks in San Jose, looking for a better result than they got tonight. They get hammered 7-2 by the Golden Knights in Vegas. Marat Hustandinov gets Tom Reed's Catalyst of the Game, presented by Catalyst Supply Co., building materials and install support for the modern professional. John Hines right around the corner, and more after this. You're listening to Wild Hockey, presented by XL Energy. Well, as mentioned, a tough night at the office for the Wild almost from the start. They were down 1-0 just 3 minutes into this hockey game when Nicholas Waugh scored his 12th of the year shorthanded. Then Dorviev scored his 13th of the year to make it 2-0. But our Toyota shift of the game is going to go to Jack Eichel. Gets number 30 on the season. It's a power play marker, and it was a bomb. It's the eventual game winner, and Eichel gets the Toyota shift of the game.
Slap shot by Eichel. He scores a one-timer, and it's 3-0.
Wow.
That was a missile.
Short and to the point, and officially, according to the National Hockey League and their stats, a 91.3-mile-per-hour bomb puts the Vegas Golden Knights up 3-0. They end up skating to a 7-2 victory, but Eichel gets the eventual game winner with game number 30 on the season, and he also gets the Toyota shift of the game, presented by Toyota, official vehicle of the Minnesota Wild. John Hines right around the corner, and more from inside that Wild locker room. We're going to hear from Liam Ogren, plus we'll probably hear from Murat Khuznetdinov as we roll forward. This is Wild Hockey, presented by XL Energy. A game of milestones, no doubt, and the biggest one goes to the Vegas Golden Knights. They're off to the playoffs for the sixth time in 7 years of their existence. Only missed in 2022. Of course, they won the Stanley Cup last season. Just 7 years of their existence, they're back in there once again. Congrats to them. For the Wild, Matt Boldy played in game number 200. Marco Rossi played in game number 100. How about Jonas Brodin? Game number 800 in a Minnesota Wild uniform, one of only three humans on Earth to ever accomplish that. Mikko Koivu, of course, did that with 1,028. Jared Spurgeon, 867. And now Jonas Brodin joins the Minnesota Wild 800 club tonight with game number 800 in a Wild uniform. Probably one he'd like to forget. Same thing with Liam Ogren. He's only played one game in the National Hockey League. It came in tonight, and he and his team got spanked by the Vegas Golden Knights. But Liam Ogren, addressing the media, let's send you out to T-Mobile Arena.
Obviously, not the result we wanted, but, I mean, a special night for me and my family to do that. Yeah, the warm-up, the rookie lap, it was awesome. And to get my first game in the books, it's a special moment.
The first shift, what did that even feel like?
It was unreal. Good thing it was a power play to the first shift to feel the puck a little bit. It was nice, but it was one of the biggest moments in my life.
I don't know if yes, but I mean, to be on the ice for Murat's first NHL goal too, I mean, it kind of gives you something to look forward to.
Yeah, of course. He played a great game, and I like playing with him. So, obviously, it's great for him to get his first, and big congrats to him.
What was the rookie solo lap like for you to do it in this building?
Yeah, it was crazy. To get out there first time without a helmet was pretty special as well. So, amazing feel.
Did you happen to catch your family snapping pictures and all that stuff?
Yeah, I did see them, and I threw a puck to my brother. So, he got a puck from the warm-up. So.
Only one game, but different than watching from afar and watching on TV, just the level of talent in this league.
Yeah.
See that after one game, I'm sure.
Of course. They're very skilled players, all of them. Even from the first line to the fourth line, it's all good, great players. So, you gotta keep your head up and be ready all the time.
Liam Ogren, the 19th overall pick in 2022, as mentioned with Tom Reed, gets his first game in the National Hockey League. And real quick to look at his stats, wearing the new number 28, he finished a minus one. Everyone was a minus on this night. Also, 14 minutes, 7 seconds of ice time, 2 shots on goal, a pair of hits to go along with it as well. A game that he'll never forget. Some for good reasons, some for bad. You get that first game of hopefully a long and lengthy career in the National Hockey League, and better days there are to come, not only for Liam Ogren, but for the entire Minnesota Wild organization. John Hines addresses the media next. This is Wild Hockey, presented by XL Energy.
Hansen lifts it back to the point. Faber takes a look, fires a shot. They score! It's Murat Khuznetdinov with his first NHL goal. Comes on the power play here in Vegas, and he's put
In a night full of darkness, a sliver of light in the form of Murat Kuznetdinov, his first goal as a member of the National Hockey League, comes on the power play, Faber from the right point, drills the shot on goal, and just a perfect redirection by the young, what is he, second round, 37th overall in 2020 by the Minnesota Wild, now the 98th player to score a regular season goal in franchise history. That's good. To address some of the bad, John Hines from Vegas.
Coach, it just felt like a night against a very good Vegas team where the turnovers, the mistakes in the defensive zone really seemed to cost you at key times in this game.
Yeah, I think it was that's probably the most disappointing part of it was I think that, you know, from a mental standpoint, to be ready to play the right way and the mistakes that we made, particularly early in the game and as it went through. So there was we got to be way better than that. I mean, that's to me, it's against any team, doesn't matter who you play against. But so we'll have a good discussion tomorrow.
The wall play tonight. I mean, it felt soft plays all over the ice constantly all game.
Yeah, for sure. It was that's what I'm saying. It wasn't. We weren't. I mean, the penalties were soft. Give up, you know, power play goal, and then you look at the competitive areas of the rink, wall play, D zone down low, manhandled, you know, and that's we got to fix that. And to me, that's really being ready to play, and that's going to be addressed.
Were you able to get a read on Ogren's game then, and just kind of the style that he brings?
Yeah, you know, Liam, I thought played well. I was encouraged by. I think he's competitive, and he's got good speed. Seems like he has good hockey sense. I thought it was in a difficult game to play in. I was impressed with him. I think that there's a lot there. It's from a bad night. That's an encouraging sign.
This was his 13th game. Has he maybe been kind of building toward a goal like that in front of the net?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Like, we're talking about Murat and Ogren and two guys who I think you're probably asking the questions because they played well, but I'm looking at the veterans. Where were we tonight? Mm-hmm. Some guys.
Especially, I mean, you know, Murat makes it 3-1, and then you're on a shorthanded rush, have the puck, turn it over, and then take a penalty right after. That's the stuff that's got to drive you crazy.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it's things that we've had nipped in the bud for a while in those areas, but, you know, those are, I mean... All of the things we're talking about was the mental readiness to play and the commitment to do the right things, and we didn't have it tonight. I thought a couple of those younger guys did, but I think that there's going to be some things addressed.
Throw bouquets at Kuznetdinov and Ogren? Not on this night, says John Hines. Instead, he's pointing his finger at some of the veterans that didn't show up, and the Wild got hammered 7-2 by the Vegas Golden Knights, the defending Stanley Cup champions, off to the playoffs once again. The Wild off to the into the sunset for their final three games of the regular season, including tomorrow night when they take on the San Jose Sharks in San Jose. We'll preview that and wrap up Friday night here. You're listening to Wild Hockey, presented by XL Energy.
Wide open chance for Hurdle, and he's robbed by Fleury. Boy, that puck did not bounce the Wild's way, but Fleury made up for it.
Listen to me. You know you're a good guy when you're getting your doors blown off and the opposing crowd is trying to lift up your spirits. That's what was happening at T-Mobile Arena. Marc-Andre Fleury made 23 saves off 30 shots. Gives up 7 goals, and they're cheering for him in that third period. And rightfully so. The future Hall of Famer leaves a lasting imprint everywhere he goes, including in Vegas, certainly here in Minnesota. So I think they felt bad for their former netminder. He was getting hammered out there in Vegas, and it wasn't all about him, but it certainly wasn't a good night at the office for anyone involved, including Marc-Andre Fleury. 23 saves. Well, what the heck? Let's give him the XL Energy. Big saves of the game powered by XL Energy. Wild fall to 1-2 on the road trip. Now have lost 7 of their last 10 overall against Vegas. They'll wrap up the season series, dropping 2 of 3. They've also lost 5 of their last 6 in the series and 7 of their last 10 trips to T-Mobile Arena. Up next for the Wild, What would it be? Game number 79? 80, 81? No, it must be game number 80. Because there's only three games left to go. That math is such a bugger. Especially on a Friday night. Are you kidding me? It'll be tomorrow night. Wild taking on the San Jose Sharks. Only trip to the Shark Tank. Wild have won each of the first two games. Those were in St. Paul. They go to San Jose tomorrow night. The Wild have won 8 of their last 11 against the Sharks and are 5-2-1 in their last 8 journeys to SAP Center at San Jose, better known as the Shark Tank. Wild and Sharks pregame at 9:15 tomorrow night. Puck drops at 9:40 on most of these same stations. Special thanks to Alexis Pearson, Jackson Riebel, and Aaron Sickman. And for Joel O'Donnell and Tom Reed, I'm Kevin Faulness. Your Friday night is over. But welcome to the weekend. We'll talk to you tomorrow night from San Jose on the Minnesota Wild Radio Network.